Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I am Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
We are here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. The first weekend in December, I'm sure people are putting up Christmas trees. And don't forget to make that front porch pretty with some beautiful colors.
Yeah, with all the family coming over.
Yeah, yeah. Or even just to enjoy it.
Yes.
Just to put a smile on your face. There's such pretty colors that will survive.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to Houston.
I know, right?
Because you've got so many choices. Now tell me a little. Oh, no. First, we want to talk about plants for Texas.
Well, you can talk about choices.
Yes,
choices. They've got a lot of them.
Oh, well done, Sherry.
Right.
So plants for Texas, because at the break we were talking about them.
Yes.
And how that plants for Texas is Texas born, Texas tested for us.
For Texas gardeners.
Yeah. So these plants are in like a putty colored, a tan colored pot.
Uh-huh.
And they've got the tag, the Texas tag, right. And it says plants for Texas. And they have over 40 seasonal varieties to choose from.
Yes.
Now, you don't go to Plants for Texas. You go to our Home Show Garden Pros to buy them.
Go to the garden centers.
Yes.
They buy the Plants for Texas, but you can ask your garden centers to buy Plants for Texas.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're good, well-adapted, hardy varieties that will make it through our extreme weather.
Right. And that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you have gone through some losses at freezes or made some mistakes like we all have, these are great go-tos to get into our garden. Any of these plants for Texas.
And they've done all the work. They've tested them. They, you know, they're tried and true.
Yeah.
They know that they'll stand up to our heat and our drought and, you know, our winters. So they've taken the work out of it for you. It just, then the gardening's fun, right?
Yes.
And you can sit back and enjoy it.
And you're like, oh, there's a freeze. But, you know, cover and do what you need to do. But these are hardy. And these plants are great go-tos. I love what they say is easy success, green thumb optional.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Just look for those plants for Texas. It's got the tag in them.
Uh-huh.
Look for that Texas tag, 1 gallon pots, Texas shaped tags, and you can go to plantsfortexas.com, plantsfortexas.com, or go to any of our Home Show Garden Pros and they carry them.
You got it.
So enjoy.
Easy as that.
Yes. Green thumb optional. I love that slogan.
Yes.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Sandy here with Sherry. We have got Isaac in the studio taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. So Spring Gardens Nursery is our pro this morning. And we've got Maurice on the line. Good morning, Maurice.
Well, good morning. I've been listening to your show this morning.
Oh, yes.
I have some potted plants on my patio that I should have repotted back in the spring is when I normally do it, but I didn't for various reasons. It's just too late to do that now.
I'm curious, what potted plants are they?
One's a Christmas cactus. The other three are night-blooming cirrus.
Okay. No, I think now would be a good time to do that. You can go ahead and repot them now.
Yeah, I can bring them in when it gets cold.
Yeah, yeah.
And are you repotting them in a larger pot? Or are you just...
And I'd normally prune them back and get rid of the dead stuff and put them in.
Nice.
They're in big pots already.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, get them potted with some good potting soil and feed them, and you're going to be protecting them anyways.
Now, right.
Has your Christmas cactus bloomed?
Yes.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Then it's a perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, good.
Yeah.
Well, that is one plant
I don't have, Maurice.
I want a Christmas cactus, so
well,
I need
there
to
you go. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening, Maurice.
Thanks, Maurice.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. See, there's so many things you can do. You know, when something's done blooming, that's a great time to repot it.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fresh soil and some fertilizer.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we take your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I loved hearing about the Christmas cactus because mm-hmm. that was something I was going to ask y'all about. So the Christmas cactus, we should put in a pot, mm-hmm. and that's going to be – that's a great indoor plant
yeah.
for us to enjoy during Christmas, so and they're unusual and fun.
Yeah, and we'll talk about more once we'll be right back from this break.
All right, talk to you then.
Thanks.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a great new year.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Happy first weekend in December. Mm-hmm. Sandy and Sherry are here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. We were talking about potted plants. What are you going to pot in a plant or repot, mm-hmm. right? 281-833-3333. And we were talking to Maurice, who was just going to mm-hmm. repot his Christmas cactus.
Right.
And Isaac, you said at the break about overwatering.
You just got to be careful overwatering, underwatering, especially in a pot, mm-hmm. especially if it's indoors, because mm-hmm. sometimes you'll forget about it and, you know, not water, or you'll water it too much. You'll get, you know, fungus gnats, and you're just inviting a lot of problems.
Yeah, so when you have them outside, you're having to water a lot more frequently. Right. And you bring it inside, and you don't want to keep up that same schedule. Okay. Yeah. So you back off the water when you bring it in.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not getting as much light.
Right.
And the temperature's a little bit more mm-hmm. regulated in there. Yeah. Yeah, so that is a big thing that people do. That and grow lights would be something that people might, you know, you're bringing your plants in through the winter, get a good grow light to put on it to give it that spectrum.
Well, one thing that I like to do, and I learned this trick, you know, 20 plus years ago, going to these, you know, trade shows, plant shows, is I don't know if you know, Sandy, how they water them in these trade shows.
No. Mm-hmm.
They do it with ice.
Oh, and so I've heard you talking about the ice, Sherry.
So it slowly waters. Uh-huh. You're less likely to overwater.
Right. Right.
Yeah, because it just like slowly melts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not sitting in water.
Right. Well, I was observing, just like you recommended a few minutes ago, observe. So not only your potted plants, but your landscaping.
Right.
And I've got a shaded area. Well, it's shaded this time of year on the patio. And I had some flowering pots in there, flowering plants. And I went over and I was like, gosh, they seem wet. And I hadn't been watering them, but they were getting some drippage from the roof. And so when we had sun this week, I put them out in the sun because I was like, okay, you need to dry out. And within a day, I was having my flowers back.
Yeah.
So, but they were getting
a little more light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were getting a little too moist. Yeah. So we have got Joe waiting to talk to you, Isaac. Good morning, Joe. What do you have for Isaac and Sherry?
Yes, good morning, and I love your show, long-time listener. I just moved from the Woodlands to the 336 and 105 area in Conroe, and we want to make our house look nice as always with plants.
Mm.
And is it a good time to plant right now? In the front, we're planting on oak hollies. I mean, I'm sorry, Oakland hollies, and in the back, maybe some hollies and pine trees or oak trees.
Yes, Joe, right now is a good time to plant. Like we've discussed before, it's the longest time until, you know, it gets hot again. So now's a good time to plant your shrubs, your trees, get them established. And, yeah, now would be a great time to do that.
Excellent. And also, what would you recommend for, like, vitamins for the trees?
I always recommend, like, a granular fertilizer. A lot of our garden pros carry the MicroLife fertilizers. It's a granular fertilizer. It's going to last longer. But if you want something quick, I also recommend, again, MicroLife has a great line of liquid fertilizer products.
That we love.
Excellent.
Yeah, and mix some good compost in there. Put the MicroLife, water it in with something like super seaweed. That'll really stimulate some root growth, get them established, like Isaac said. You take advantage of this cool weather and the free rainfall that you're getting, free water you're getting, to get those roots, get those roots going so that they can make it through the summer. Yeah.
Well, okay, listen, I want to thank you very much. I'm a longtime listener. I want to wish all of you and your families happy holidays, and may God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thanks for listening.
That's wonderful. Yes. And enjoy that gardening. Yeah. I love that he says he wants to make his home beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that curb appeal that we love so much. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Joe just called us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and you can call us also and talk to us about whatever is going on in your lawn and landscaping, or maybe an idea. You know, what do you want to plant new now? Are you expanding a bed? This would be a great time to expand a bed, add some plants. Sherry and Isaac have great ideas of what to plant and where.
I mean, there's tons of stuff you can plant now, but, you know, back to the winter protection.
Yes.
You know, that's top on, you know, people think, oh, I'll just wait till the spring because I don't want to have to cover it.
Right.
Like I said, if you know what you're planting, I'm like, you know, Joe was talking about hollies and pine trees, and there's so many evergreen things that we can go ahead and plant right now that you don't have to cover.
Right. And you don't have to wait. And, and it's more pleasant to plant right now anyway, too.
It's more pleasant. It's less stress on the plant. It's less work on you to keep it watered.
Right.
And so, and you're not going to have to cover everything. You know, don't plant a bunch of hibiscus right now.
Right, right. It's a win-win. It's less stress on the plants, less stress on me.
Yes.
It's a win-win. Yeah.
Exactly. And digging those holes is a little easier.
Yeah, a lot easier now that the ground's, you know. Wet again, and it was dry and hard before, so
it's not as hot. I get less tired.
You can do more work.
That's right. You can plant more. You can buy more and plant more. That's what we like.
Yeah.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got Spring Gardens Nursery in the house. Spring Gardens Nursery is one of our Home Show Garden Pros, and they are in the Klein area, North Houston, right next to, right near Klein Oak.
Klein Oak.
High School.
South of the Woodlands.
Yeah, like, just right on Gosling, just across the bridge from Butler House, which is a restaurant just, you know, across the river from us.
And across the river.
Speaking of trees, like y'all are loaded up on beautiful trees. I mean, if you need a tree and you live in Houston, it's worth the trip.
Absolutely.
Big, beautiful trees, not little tiny.
I've got a couple of cherry laurels from you that are lovely and happy.
We've got shade trees, you know, evergreen, ornamentals.
Yeah.
And Isaac can explain to you what all of those are when you go visit.
Like, right.
Which one's the shade tree? Which one's the ornamental?
Right.
Yeah. And where and when to put it.
Yep.
That's right. Well, Spring Gardens Nursery is here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Sherry and I and Isaac will return after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife Organic Fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife Organic Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Yellowing patches are a warning sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. I hope you are enjoying this beautiful early December weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, talking about the sport of gardening at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number. We'd love to hear from our callers of, you know, what is going on in their lawn and garden, because there's always something going on this time of year, any time of year here in Houston. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. So we haven't talked anything about our trees, and that's something important to remember. It's one of our largest investments outside.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about planting trees, which is the most important thing that you can do in the beginning, is plant it correctly. But let's say you've had your trees planted and you need somebody to come look at them. You know, maybe they're not doing well, or you just want to do like a preventative maintenance visit. You could call the Woodlands Tree Experts. Ed Dolphin is an ISA certified arborist, which is important when you're hiring somebody to come look at your trees. They need to have the right credentials.
Right.
It's just like a doctor that you would go to for your body. You need the right doctor for your trees.
He can identify. I mean, he can drive up and talk to you about your trees. And maybe they're all just fine, but it's nice to have a baseline.
And you really, your trees are very important to your property values, right? And you should have them looked at once a year. And that, like I said, preventative maintenance, it goes a long way.
It does.
And he can pull up and go, oh, there's something that's going to be a problem. Let's go ahead and get ahead of that. He can do soil and fertilization issues. He can remediate all those. Insect problems. He does planting, pruning, and removal. But he'll be able to advise you.
Yeah.
If there's something we can do to prevent a problem, or we need to treat a problem, or, hey, this tree's too far gone. Let's take it out and put something that's going to be beautiful for a long time.
Yeah.
So for more information, you can go to thewoodlandstreeexperts.com, or you can call Ed on his private cell phone.
I love that.
713-703-2701. And get Ed out in your yard.
Yes.
I mean, he is so knowledgeable and amazing. So it's the Woodlands Tree Experts.
And many people have trees that are decades old. And after this summer, it's a perfect time to call Woodlands Tree Experts to come and just say, oh, yep, you're good. You know, you did a good job this summer.
And
hey, let's tweak it here.
And
let's
just the Woodlands.
Yeah.
I mean, he goes all over Houston.
Yeah, all over Houston.
That's just the name of his company.
So Woodlands Tree Experts, Ed Dolphin, and he's the one that you need to call about your trees and diagnosing and taking care of.
Yes.
And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You know, there's a lot going on during this time of the year. And we have one of our friends is having a wonderful event, and it's OBA. You've heard us talking about OBA before. And they are having their Lone Star Yule Ball fundraiser.
Yes.
December 7th, which is Thursday.
Like, and it's open to the public. I mean, it's anybody can go. You just got to go to OBA online. .org/register to get your tickets, but Shake Russell's going to be there.
Isn't that amazing?
Have,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Fortune telling and magician and a banquet dinner.
Right.
So, I mean,
it's a great way to sort of rub shoulders with like-minded people who love gardening and want to do it right and want to do it healthy. And OBA has wonderful events throughout the year, educational events to know about.
Super high in knowledge.
It is.
Super cool people.
Yeah.
Like everybody would feel welcome there.
Yes, absolutely. So check them out. This might be a good way to sort of get involved with them.
Yeah, it's more of a social event, fun. You can kind of scope out the room.
Yeah.
Go, okay, these are my people.
Right, exactly. And then get on, you know, get on some sort of a list so that you know what's going on, because their educational events are amazing.
Top notch. Yes.
I mean, you will learn so much. It's just so fun. So OBA, go to OHBAonline.org and then the /register. And it's this Thursday, so get going on that.
Yes.
So we're excited about that. And we have been talking about prep for freezes, not that we see one in the near future, but getting ready.
Just knowing what you need to know.
Yes.
Right.
To be informed, to take care of your landscapes.
Right. And potted plants and planting your trees. Mm-hmm. We were talking about trees, I think, before we left. Mm-hmm. Were we talking about trees?
We were.
Okay. So Spring Gardens Nurseries mm-hmm. has beautiful trees to choose from. And you talked in the first hour a little bit about Christmas trees and mm-hmm. trees that are Christmas-like that you can get from Spring Gardens Nursery or any of our Home Show Garden Pros. But give us the idea on what we could, if we don't want a typical Christmas tree.
Yeah. Well, we have different varieties of junipers and cypresses. Mm-hmm. And what's nice is you can, you know, put them inside. You can put them on a tabletop. Mm-hmm. So we have small ones, big ones. So you can put them in your living room as your Christmas tree. And mm-hmm. then, you know, in January, you can pull them out, plant them in the front yard, mm-hmm. put them in the backyard.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, it's really cool. I have a friend who did that.
Okay.
They're first year married.
Yeah. Okay.
They bought, I think it was an Italian cypress okay. at yeah. the time. I think it was, or Leland cypress.
Yeah.
And then after Christmas, they took it outside and planted it. Mm-hmm. It's still there.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's been 30 years now.
Oh,
yeah. So perfect. That's super cool. And yeah. they have their first Christmas tree.
Right.
So
that's cool.
It's a fun, you know, if you have a newlywed couple.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, that is a
something
great
they
idea.
Can plant.
Yeah, exactly. So I wonder if they go like in the spring and then there's that one ornament on the tree still.
Right.
Maybe.
It was their first ornament.
That's right. That's yeah. right. I always love that when we, you know, yeah. pull ornaments off the tree yeah. and it's like there's always one that hangs on.
Yep.
So yep. funny. Well, that's yeah. a great idea. I yeah. love, and I love that tradition that you mm-hmm. could do also, you know, for your first baby, first anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, beautiful. You could have a lawn full of all sorts of trees.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
If you have lots of babies and,
and graduations and yeah. celebrate whatever you want
and
your
plant
lawn
a tree
in your lawn and garden. But I love the color this time of year. Yeah. I mean, I like color in my yard anytime.
Yeah,
and mine are in manageable places. Yeah. So you know, I know there are people who have landscapers and you know that's great and nice mm-hmm. but if you're doing it on your own you can just have areas, you know, just little areas, and this is a great time.
Yeah,
like I said, I love the violas. Mm-hmm. We've got geraniums. What other color can we get out there?
Oh, there's so much. Cyclamen and yeah. calendula and mm-hmm. Lobelia, petunias.
Yeah, snapdragons and a flowering shrub, camellias.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Right.
Yeah, they're about to put on a big show.
Yeah.
And then the cabbages. Those mm-hmm. are kind of fun.
Ornamental mm-hmm. cabbage and ornamental. Kale.
Yeah. Dusty Miller.
Yeah.
It really
looks like a snowflake.
Yes, yes.
And don't let your flower beds limit you. You can do edibles in your flower beds. They look yeah. great this time of year. Yeah. Like I do the Ruby Perfection cabbage. It makes okay. that big cabbage head
yeah.
mm-hmm. With my pansies and yes. Swiss right. chard. And right. it just looks so beautiful.
And that is fun
yeah.
because it's different, you know. Mm-hmm. So your yeah. bed will look a little more unique than others. So very yeah. fun. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we'll return right after this.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Pierscapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Pierscapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Pierscapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit Pierscapes.com.
To the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I love our little bumper music of Christmas
I know,
music.
I love Christmas music.
I do too. And I have a hubby who is not a fan.
Aww.
Now he'll play it when I ask him to. Like last night we had a little gathering and I asked him for Christmas music. Uh-huh. And the minute the last person walked out the door, he changed the station. He's like, okay, enough of the saccharine Christmas music.
Oh, I love it. I wait till the day after Thanksgiving and yes. then it's all Christmas.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely wait until after. And then yeah. I needed it putting up the Christmas tree because yes. I was getting a little grumpy with the, I don't know, you know, all of it. But And that changed my attitude.
Yes, it does.
Yes. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Spring Gardens Nursery our Home Show Garden Pro this morning. Isaac is here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And there's a lot to do this season, and there's lots of fun stuff to do, and there's some chores to do. But either way, we love our landscaper's pride. And I have a brand new front bed that was built up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Lovely. I've got my color. I just love it. But new beds, take note if you've got new beds, because mine, at least, they tend to sink a little bit after
that's
a little
bit. That's what our soil moves here.
It moves. It sinks a little bit. So I was out last weekend, and I put down 3 or 4 bags of the black velvet mulch. Mm-hmm. Had a great time just throwing my mulch out there.
Yeah, and it looks so pretty. Yes. But that's a great thing to do for your winter bed prep.
It is.
Get everything planted and fed, but then put a nice layer of black velvet mulch on top.
Yep.
And that will insulate your roots.
Yes.
And keep everything nice and warm. It's like putting the bedspread on, right?
Yes.
It keeps all your good stuff in, makes it look nice and tidy, but it creates warmth around your roots.
Right. There's a purpose.
Exactly. And that'll help them get through the winter.
Right. So Landscaper's Pride, black velvet mulch is just one of like 27 bag products that they have. So that's just one thing for you to choose from. But it's a good thing to have on your list now because you really need to get that out there and make sure that we're covered. Because we sort of think about mulch in the spring and in the summer.
Yeah.
But you need to think about it now. So that's a good place to go.
And it'll keep the weeds at bay for the winter.
Yep.
So there's little winter weeds that'll try to pop up.
Mm-hmm. So Landscaper's Pride, they also have healthy soil compost. Mm-hmm. They have mushroom compost. The enriched topsoil, really important.
That we were talking about for leveling.
Lumps and bumps, fill it in with that. And then they have aggregates also. So anything to repair and prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Landscaper's Pride is a great go-to. 27 products to choose from. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry them.
And they're a local company.
And they are another local company.
Yeah.
We are so lucky to have these local companies. So landscaperspride.com or any of our Home Show Garden Pros at homeshowgardenpros.com. Landscaper's Pride.
Get after it, right?
That's right. And it's a good get after it.
Yes.
It felt so good last weekend. I know my husband was so surprised I was back out there at the new bed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, it needs some more mulch. And he's just rolling his eyes like, whatever you like to do.
It's good to get out there and get dirty. Soil has microbes in it.
I'm sorry, but
that make you happy.
I'm a girly girl at times, but I just love playing in the dirt.
Yeah.
So anyway, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we have got our Home Show Garden Pro is Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we have talked about lawns.
Mm-hmm.
Don't panic about your lawns. From what I understand, they're going into dormancy, but I did hear you both recommending getting them fed.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an easy, good thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting them through the summer because,
it's not too late. No, it's not too late.
Right.
I know Mike Sorant, who owns MicroLife, right after that snow, he shared a picture. That snow, that real pretty fluffy snow he had.
Yeah.
And he had a picture going down his street. And he had put Humates Plus out right before.
Oh.
And that made the soil warmer, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And his yard wasn't covered in white snow. Like the people down the street. So he had less winter damage.
Yeah.
So Humates Plus is a great thing to get out in the yard.
That is cool.
To kind of warm the soil a bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is very cool. And please make sure that you either turn off or adjust your sprinklers.
Yeah.
You know, the other day I drove down when it was raining outside and actually it wasn't a individual, but it was a company, you know, their sprinklers were going off and I'm like,
some cities and counties, they will fine you.
Oh, when it's raining. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We had the restrictions when we couldn't do it.
Right.
I wish they would do it when we don't need to.
Right. Well, and the I'll ask people, how often are you watering? Well, I have a sprinkler system. Okay, great, but it's been raining. Well, I have a rain sensor, and I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because I've been driving through the neighborhood, and the sprinklers are going off. And,
And like Isaac said, you need to look and see what's going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that putting your eyes
be
on
in
it
in control.
Is the best. Yes, yeah. yes. Yeah. And it's a super fun, relaxing way to be in control.
Well, usually about this time, you know, depends on the weather, but usually November, I'll turn mine off.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I need to like spot water, then I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
Because your yard really doesn't need, you know, a whole lot of watering, especially if we're getting, you know, some of the rains that we are.
Yeah.
And then if my shrubs need it or my flowers, then I'll just, you know, water them.
Yeah.
Instead of watering everything.
Right, right. A much better tactic. Yes.
Because my wife really liked that we got our last water bill. It was very nice.
Oh,
it was
goodness.
Low because you turned it off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Compared to
Save it while you can.
Right. Right.
And I've heard some people in Houston complaining about some major adjustments. Like, I guess there's been some, you know, where they put it off, and then it gets red and you have a certain amount. Yeah. I don't know. It's just been hard on people.
And the price of water inside the Houston city limits is a lot higher than the suburbs.
Yeah.
I know that because I watered a friend's yard while he was on his honeymoon. And he lived inside the city limits and he was like, thanks for the $500 water bill. And I'm like, yeah, but your grass looks amazing.
And that's, we can circle back to mulch.
Yeah.
You get the nice mulch on your beds.
Yeah.
And then you're good. And then if your soil is healthy, you're not going to need as much. See, I'm learning.
There you go.
Yeah.
Listen long enough, you'll learn.
That's right. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry and Isaac. Isaac is from Spring Gardens Nursery, and he is your Home Show Garden Pro this morning, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we'll chat after this.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
It's the event tool lovers wait for. The 2023 Festool Experience, coming to Circle Saw for one day only, December 7th. See Festool's showcase of new tools that help you work better and faster. Festool track saws, circular saws, sanders, drills, and jigsaws, corded and cordless. See live demos. Get answers direct from the Festool factory rep at Circle Saw. It's the Festool Experience, Thursday, December 7th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Circle Saw, 2510 Ella Boulevard, just inside the 610 Loop.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Today, from 9:30 to 11:30, Santa will be at Nelson's. And we will have a cookie and cocoa bar for your holiday cheer. And speaking of cheer, if you buy your Christmas tree this weekend, we are offering you a choice of a free tree stand or a free poinsettia. So get out of bed, get dressed, and head to Nelson's for a healthy breakfast of cookies and cocoa today. Buy your tree and get a free stand or poinsettia this weekend. And visit with Santa today. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. You can find us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you for joining us this morning. We love all of our listeners and callers who call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And I'm Sandy here with
Sherry.
Sherry, we've got Isaac here from Spring Gardens Nursery. And that was Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Mm-hmm. They've got Santa is going to be there in like 40 minutes at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And they've got hot chocolate or hot cocoa, as some say. And Santa. So, beautiful morning to head out to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and then you can get on 99 and make your tour of all of them.
Right.
That would be super fun.
I'm sure the kids will have a blast with that.
Hey, they would run around at all of the Hampshire Garden Pros, and you'll have a car full of color and products to get your lawn and landscaping all ready. So that's super fun. Now, Isaac, at the break, you were reminding me that mulch – Great idea for your landscaping to get those roots taken care of. Right. But you can also add...
You can also add compost.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to feed your lawn and landscaping also.
Right.
So, you know, and both is fine. It'll work. It'll be great. It'll just nurture your soil. So that's what it's all about. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. And let me just remind you that we have a rotating group of pros who come through the studio every Saturday morning. That's what you're listening to this morning. And you can also go to homeshowgardenpros.com. And there is so much great information on there and links that take you to all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. And you can send in questions. And we had the one question come up, and it reminded me of Sherry, because you talk about pine straw. And we have a question from Gloria. She wants to know where she can buy the pine straw.
Well, at any of the Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay. Now, what are we using pine straw for?
Mm-hmm. For mulch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And do y'all sell it at spring gardens?
We don't have it right now.
Okay.
We're out, but we'll probably have it in the spring.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is one of the best mulches for weed deterrent, for one. I use it in my vegetable garden.
That's where I've heard. Okay.
Yeah, and I use it as a pathway material to keep the weeds down around my vegetable garden. So in the vegetable garden and around. And what I do is the pine needles live in the garden for about a year or two.
Okay.
And then when I'm ready to refresh that, I just throw them onto the
pathway. Ah, what a great
idea. And then
idea.
After probably about three or 4 years, then they're ready to just go in the compost.
Okay.
Because they break down. It takes them a while to break down.
Yeah.
So, and all there's a lot of myths about pine needles that they make the soil really acidic, and that's just not true.
There you go. Yeah, our mythbuster. Sherry's our mythbuster.
Yes. And, you know, a little acidity is good for your plants.
Okay.
You know, slightly acidic, unless it is a alkaline loving plant, which those are more West Texas than here.
Learn something new every day from our home show.
And the areas kind of vary as far as pH. In the woodlands, average, we're about 7.5. Your ideal, you want it about 6.5.
Okay.
And then your acid-loving plants, you want it, you know, between 5.5 and probably 6.5.
Yeah. All right. And up in the woodlands, you know, it's piney woods. You're on the pine, and you would think that you would have an acidic soil, but you don't.
Yeah.
So there goes the theory that you were talking about.
I know.
The myth.
Now, maybe maybe deep into the national forest where it's been years and years and years of pine needle buildup, you might have more of a acidic, you know, soil.
Right.
Yeah.
You get over like in Forest Hill, Louisiana, where they grow a lot of the plants. That's more the soil, the water has a lower pH. It's ideal for, you know, growing
your
plants.
Acid lovers.
Yes. Well, that's good. I love the Mythbuster.
Oh, and there's lots of them.
There are.
And every time I get on YouTube or Facebook, I am just like, oh my gosh, really? This person has a bazillion followers, and this is what we're putting out there? Like,
and that's why
Home Show Garden Pros, right?
Yes, very important. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros have Facebook pages, too.
Yes.
So I would stick with them.
Where you could get good information.
Right. Yeah. You'll get good information, correct information. And timely, you know, especially when there's weather going on.
Do you feel like that too? Like you get on social media, Isaac, and you're like, oh, I just want to chime in here, but I just, you know.
I'm usually too busy out smelling the flowers and chasing butterflies.
Oh, okay. There you go. And as we should be. But for a resource, go to homeshowgardenpros.com and get on the social media of all of our Home Show Garden Pros because it's great information.
Right.
And then you find out what's going on with all of them too, the new stuff and ideas. So stay away from, you know, even though someone has tons of followers, it doesn't mean anything.
No, it just means they're good at social media.
So Home Show Garden Pros is your go-to. And we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
It's tired, showing its age. Deep inside, you're ready for something new. Pools can be that way.
Hi, I'm Joe Puccio. My team at Clean and Clear Pool Supplies transforms tired, old pools into the one that you secretly dream of. Replastered, retiled, redecked, renewed. Stop dreaming, start swimming in a renewed pool that's positively ageless. Clean and Clear Pools, supporting, maintaining, and restoring pools. We're on Highway 6 North at West Road and online at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Purescapes, from lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Purescapes is your comprehensive landscaping company, enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for three decades.
Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sandy and Sherry are here with Spring Gardens Nursery with Isaac this morning. He is taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And you know what? We talk about lawns and landscaping. That is what we do here on Home Show Garden Pros. And lawns, great time to aerate.
Yes, mm-hmm. You need to call Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Mm-hmm. Ricky over there specializes in aeration and compost top dressing. This is a great time to do it because you get oxygen down in that soil. The soil's a little softer. You get some compost on there. Mm-hmm. Like Isaac was saying, you build the microbial level up through the winter. And this is an ideal time to do it.
Right.
And if you don't do it this year, still call him.
Yeah.
And get on the list for next
year. Get on the list for when you want to do it. And I love it that he has a special where he can do a yearly program with you. So he can do the aeration, topsoil, and fertilizations spring and fall for you. He'll do fertilization 6 times a year, aeration twice. So you can participate in that. And that you could check off your list for the year.
And that means he's in your yard.
Right.
6 times. Through the year. And so he can put his eyes on, you know, get ahead of problems. Like I said, that preventative maintenance.
Extra eyes. Mm-hmm. And he uses the products we talk about.
Yes.
All of the wonderful products that we talk about here on the show, Azomite and MicroLife and Nelson's and Landscaper Sprite, all of those products he uses. So Best Choice. And I love it because this is what he does.
Yeah.
He does aeration.
He's not trying to do everything. Right. He's focused and he's an expert on what he does.
Right. So give Ricky a call. Great group of people. He gives out his cell phone number also at 713-890-9977. Or you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com because we have Best Choice Lawn Aeration on listed on there. So aeration on the list.
Get it on your list of to-dos. Great. Very important.
Yes. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Lots of fun holiday things to talk about. And I just want to mention real quick, Enchanted Gardens also has some greenery. You know, if you're thinking of hanging some greenery somewhere. So they've got some really pretty greenery items.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are out in the yard right now.
Yes.
Decorating.
And
putting their lights out.
Yeah.
Decorating their Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time.
Yeah.
When you're out there on a ladder, look at your trees,
look at
your shrubs, you know, check it out and, you know, see what everything's doing. If something looks strange, take a picture, get into your Home Show Garden Pro.
Right.
Let's get eyes on it. So if you're going to go pick up the greenery at Enchanted, take your pictures of what you're having issues with as you're out there examining the yard. Or if you're up at, you know, in the woodlands area, take your pictures over to Isaac and let's get eyes on these things and get ahead of problems before they are problems.
A lot easier to handle.
Yeah,
exactly. And we had talked about color. This is a great time. You know, you're putting your lights out. Get a few pots of color out there or an area in your landscaping maybe that you've never put color out there before. It would be fun to do. But I love the idea about the ornamental cabbages and those sorts of things. It's really fun. I was sort of put off. I was like, ooh, no, I'm not going to put that in my front. And it looks fabulous.
Yeah, because right now, if you go to the nursery and buy them, they just look like little leaves, right?
Yeah.
But boy, they fluff up, they and the middles of them turn bright colors, and they are just really, they add something special to them. I always tuck them in my pots with my winter arrangements. But you can use them as a backdrop to your pansies. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a great addition.
Fun and unique.
And then you can do your edible cabbages too, like I said.
Right.
Throw them in there, and then when it's time to harvest them and change out your color in the spring, then you pull those out, you eat them.
Yes.
You're not throwing them away.
So we have a neighborhood peacock. Just one. So we're not one of those neighborhoods that has many. We just have one.
Yeah.
And she comes and goes, and she's all by herself. Well, anyway, the neighborhood children, or the street, the children on the street, have many different names for her. She's Penny, she's Penelope, she's, you know, we've got all sorts of names. But anyway, the peacock has been enjoying my cabbages and lettuces in the front yard.
Okay.
But not in a bad way. I mean, she's not destructive.
She's so, just taking a little bite.
Yes, so I'm happy to help her out.
You know why I think she's going after the cabbage?
Why?
Insects.
Oh, the insects. Okay, yeah. Because she's not being destructive. And she walks very gently.
Yeah, with she's the warm temperatures. I know they've been getting cabbage loopers and aphids a little bit.
Yeah.
But not enough for you to notice because she's keeping them
That's clean. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Exactly. Well, she's a lot nicer than Army the Armadillo. Yeah. He's a little more clunkety clunk through things.
Yes, right.
But Isaac was talking about the sweeter pests that we have. I wouldn't call them pests. The butterflies and the moths and the bees are still out and about. And we're still, you know, wanting to feed them and help them in helping us.
I think that's important to distinguish. You know, you have the pest and then you have beneficial insects.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all insects. Just some are good and some not so.
Yes. Yes.
So but you have to have the bad and the good.
Right.
Yeah, the mixture.
Right. You got it.
But you got to be careful what you use, because if you're trying to, you know, take care of the bad, you're also going to take care of the good.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
Yeah, and insecticide is an insecticide. Right. And they don't
It doesn't care.
These are only for bad bugs. They're all insects in the end, right?
Yeah.
And
even
balance.
If it's a botanical, like botanical stuff, still it's an insecticide. Yeah. So it might be lavender and rosemary based, but a butterfly is still an insect.
Well, and also same with fungicides. It kills all fungus, good or bad.
Yeah.
So you just need to be real careful.
With your sides.
What you're, yeah.
And a balance. Yes. I mean, it's all sort of balancing it all out.
You got it.
Yes. Okay. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll return after this.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You are really are a heel.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. I'm Sherry, sitting here with...
I'm Isaac. I'm here. Howdy, howdy.
From Spring Gardens Nursery. We're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. But first, I'm going to talk about Nelson Plant Food, one of my favorite go-to species-specific plant foods. Been in business for 40 years. I've been friends of the family almost that whole time, not quite 40 years. All the Home Show Garden Pros stock the Nelson's plant food. So if you need to get out and feed something, like especially like roses right now, I know my roses look amazing. I'm going to give them a little bit more food to boost them, keep them healthy through this winter. But that's one thing that I am go to. The Nelson's Rose Food, and the carbo load. It's still not too late to winterize. You can definitely get out, add some carbo load. It's high in the phosphorus that will help our yards get through the winter, and it has a pre-emergent, so it will prevent weeds from coming up. So for more information, you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com or Home Show Garden Pros. Feed your plants. They are hungry. So that's one thing I'll be doing this weekend.
I think it's very important because if you haven't already planted your annuals, sometimes, you know, you plant and forget it. You still need to feed it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of the annuals love the color star.
The plants at the nurseries are basically on an IV drip.
Right, right.
You know, I know most nurseries inject fertilizer, and so that's why you go to the nursery, and they're all beautiful, right? Then you take them home and stick them in the ground and don't feed them. So put some color star out at the time of planting.
Right.
That's a Nelson plant food product. It's color star. It's one of my favorite go-to for pansies.
Yeah.
It's got the bone and blood meal in it. It's just an amazing
I like the Color Star Plus because it has a fungicide with it, and you just got to be aware, you know, when it's cooler and could be wet, depends on the winter we have.
Especially with like snapdragons.
Right.
They'll get a rot at the roots, so you could prevent it with that Color Star Plus.
Right.
Yeah. So many things to do in the yard right now. I know, like I said, I'm going to do my roses. I went out and my trumpeter rose. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yeah.
It's a bright orange flower. I mean, it looks like it's on fire when it's blooming. But I had been out of town all week. I come home and it is just an explosion of color. So that one's going to get fed this week.
Yeah, they feed your plants. They're hungry.
Yeah, right. So with Isaac, he's from Spring Gardens. Mm-hmm. And Spring Gardens, what are you got going on right now?
Right now we're just, you know, helping people recuperate, recover, trying to get ready for winter. We talked about the freeze cloth and frost cloth. Just trying to educate and, you know, helping people with their problems, helping getting ready for, you know, the spring.
Right.
Spring's going to be right around the corner.
Yeah, so putting things to bed and planning for spring.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to slip out for a quick break. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.